flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And another thing that really describes my gears, and I've had enough of it, I'm telling you, is everyone freaking out every time Michkov gets benched. He's playing out of position. John Tortorella has said multiple times we're trying to teach him how to play like a pro. He can't just go out there and do whatever he wants and then expect not to get reprimanded like every other single player. Everyone freaks out that Torts yells at him. That's the exact same conversations I've seen with Bobby Brink 20 times on the bench. Like, Torts is him the same as every other player, and everyone gets upset.
Yeah, and it's Michkov, because it's Torts, too. And, like, Ken Hitchcock used to coach the Flyers, and he'd get all over players. And somehow he knew when the camera wasn't on him, when he went at somebody. Torts doesn't care. I mean, you need the red lights on. I mean, you do everything but comb his hair for the camera, and you're on somebody because he just doesn't care. But yeah, you're right. That's what. I mean, you watch Michkov play. I mean, I'm a little disappointed in his level of fitness.
Yeah.
That he seemed during games he seems to lose it, but this particular benching was right after benching previous game, which he made the same mistake. And when you've got a defense like this, you cannot leave a certain area of the ice and have a play come the other way against you, especially a team that does have trouble scoring goals, have one go the other way. Michkov's a handful. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had a dachshund, ever tried to train a dachshund. That's what we got. It's really difficult. It's just that he's learned to play this way and that, you know, he's excited to play. I've been impressed with the kid, the effort when he's there. It's just where to be on the ice. And those are the basics that you just have to have. And Torts isn't going to give up on it. This is a really interesting case on what goes on after this. You know, Tortorella coming into a final year after this. Does he want to even, you know, what's going to happen? Does he want to go into a lame duck year? Does he want to continue? I think he would want to with Michkov and those guys. There comes a point with coaches like this that, you know, the players start to, I've heard it too many times. I don't think Michkov is there. I think he actually accepts this kind of coaching. Ironically, it's pretty much like, you cover the Eagles, the defensive coordinator.
Vic Fangio.
Fangio. When he came in, he wanted to change practices to practice harder and have a box drill or whatever it's called every day. And that's hard. That's really hard to do.
Put way more padded practices on the schedule. Yeah.
Way more and just, you know, we're not going to do it like before. We're not going to let things slide. And look at the result. what you have.
Quickly.
As long as you get results, you can do this. The fear with torts is this team is starting to slip, and it's really, it's a big, big ask to continue to grind like that when, you know, getting beat 1-3 to nothing, 2-0, you gotta make some room for error. You just have to. And the irony is the guy that can give you that room for error is the guy that's getting benched because they want him to be a complete player.
Yeah. And that's why I appreciate the honesty always from the Flyers organization. It's more about the big picture. It's what Michkov will be in 3 years, not what he's going to be next week, not how he's going to immediately contribute, because the Flyers, they have to look at this bigger picture. And if they let him slide, then that's a fault on the organization because he's not going to get to the ceiling they drafted him to be.
Yeah. And it's going to be, how long can you wait? I mean, this has been a pretty long wait for Flyers fans just to get in. I mean, I always think it's like last year went down to the last day, right? This year, because of what's happened, it doesn't look like, maybe because Erickson's played so much better, maybe they can drag this out and stay. But I mean, I think that's just a huge mountain to climb. But give them credit, most of the fans still acknowledge that there's a huge effort level, and they're in most games. But what you have to replace somehow is the scoring. Just to pay $100 for a ticket, you want to be able to get up three times and cheer, right? For example, you can have some hits, you can have some knuckles thrown here and there, but you got to score goals. And then that's where, ironically, that's where we sit and where we sat in October.
Yeah, it's been a long road. Flyers fans have put in their time. But to me, that's why I'm encouraged that they're at least doing something, that they're moving guys, that they're trying to wheel and deal here, because I think the worst place you can be is like last season, time and time again, is where you just do nothing and say, we're not quite there yet. Like, you can only do that for so long. So I get it's a sell where when people want it to be a buy, but at least there's moving parts here.
Yeah, and there's an option. It looks like there's going to be an option to buy. And to be totally honest, like, you don't want to say there's a shadow you can kind of scurry under a little bit. The Eagles are so, you're going to the good Super Bowl, right? It's like
Flyers can get away with anything for like a good 3 weeks.
Really, it's just like this. I mean, they could have traded for McDavid, and if it was the night before the Super Bowl, we got this much inch, ink in a newspaper in the old days.
Or everything, right?
One
minute, now.
We'd have been like, oh God. So at least there's that on what's going on. So
yeah,
and then the other week we'll crank it up, and we'll see what happens after that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.